Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, Singapore Exchange Regulation is proposing a roadmap for climate-related disclosures to be made mandatory to issuers' sustainability reports amid urgent demand for such information from lenders, investors, and other key stakeholders. So to find out what this means for issuers and also for investors, we're joined on the line now by Michael Tang, and he's the Head Listing Policy and Product Admission at Singapore Exchange Regulation Co. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Rachel. Good to speak to you again.
Great to have you with us. Let's start off by talking about what exactly you are proposing here. So this is a roadmap for climate-related disclosures to be made mandatory to issuers. Can you walk us through how this is different from current requirements?
Sure. But currently, a company must publish a sustainability report.
Mm-hmm.
This report must inform stakeholders of the most material sustainability issues that the company faces. Now, generally, these issues are divided into environmental, social and governance factors, or ESG factors. Today, we are proposing one additional component to the sustainability report. Now, the TCFD is the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, and this might be a familiar name to you. Broadly, it is an industry-led task force established by the Financial Stability Board, and it comprises global financial institutions, corporates, and other experts. It was set up because global leaders realized that the effects of climate change are devastating. We are already experiencing some of these effects, more severe heat waves, heavier downpours, flash floods, to name a few. So to really combat climate change, we need coordinated action.
So what exactly does this mean for listed companies? What do they need to do to start on this journey?
Yes, exactly. I think businesses have a part to play on this journey. They need to change the way they do business, and they need to change the way that they inform their investors and stakeholders of what they are doing. The TCFD recommends that companies report on climate-related financial information based on four key pillars. This is governance, strategy, risk management, and matrix and targets. I think these are some of the recommended disclosures that companies should incorporate into their sustainability reports in order to give investors better information of their risks and opportunities.
Okay, so you've just launched this proposal. What's going to happen next? What kind of timeline are you looking at?
Right. Well, we are proposing that companies start on their TCFD reporting journey for financial years starting 1st January 2022 on a comply explain basis. Thereafter, in the subsequent year, for financial years beginning 1st January 2023, the climate reporting should be made mandatory for certain sectors of companies. Thereafter, in the subsequent year, more sectors should be made to do climate reporting on a mandatory basis. You may ask, maybe, what are these sectors that we're thinking of prioritizing? So this is a question that we are getting feedback from the public on. But one suggestion may be to look at the most carbon-intensive industries that might be most impacted by climate change. And the TCFD has identified some of these, such as the financial sector, agriculture, energy, buildings and transportation. So these are some examples of sectors which might benefit from early adoption of TCFD reporting.
We're speaking to Michael Tang, Head of Listing Policy and Product Admission at Singapore Exchange Regulation. Michael's proposal is also proposing to step up efforts to enhance board diversity. Before we get to that, how diverse are issuers' boards at the moment?
All right. Well, in Singapore, we have a Council for Board Diversity that's been asked to promote having women on boards. And they've published latest statistics as at December last year. And they found that the participation of women on the boards of our top 100 listed companies have improved by 1.4 percentage point from 2019 to 2020 to a percentage of 17.6 as at 2020.
So what exactly are you looking for these issuers to do when it comes to diversity? How can they improve? What are you suggesting?
Right. Well, I think firstly, it is recognized that having a diverse board brings many benefits to companies. So in the consultation, we are proposing that all companies must have a board diversity policy. And in their annual reports, we are asking companies to disclose their targets for achieving the stipulated diversity as well as the plans and timelines for achieving these targets.
Okay, so can you give us an example of what exactly you're looking at from issuers then?
Right. Well, I've talked about how we want issuers to give more disclosures in their annual report.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can zoom in on targets specifically.
Okay.
Targets are keen to corporate KPIs, and I think when companies set these targets, they should be smart targets. They should be specific to the company, measurable so that investors can chart the company's progress, achievable, that goes without saying, relevant to the company because we expect companies to describe how the combination of skills and talent and experience and diversity of their board of directors serve the needs and plans of the issuer. And lastly, I think it must be time-bound so that the company has a plan and timeline for achieving these targets.
So, Michael, why move on all of the above now? And what does this really mean for investors?
Well, we've been keeping track of global developments, and I think it is apparent to us that the global financial market is stepping up its attention to climate change and diversity. Singapore is an international financial market, and our companies have regional and global footprints. They are plugged into the global capital flow. We want our businesses to be resilient and be prepared to meet these information demands from their banks, investors, customers and suppliers head on. Ultimately, what we want to do is to build a sustainable and attractive stock market for our company and investors.
Okay. Well, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to share all of those updates with us. Of course, that proposal just launched today. We've been speaking with Michael Tang, Head of Listing Policy and Product Admission at Singapore Exchange Regulation. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.